In New York, residents and civic leaders are considering the future of the former World Trade Center site. But for some, the debate won't stop there. At hand is an aesthetic, social, and political rethinking of the entire metropolis. Historian Mike Wallace co-authored the Pulitzer Prize-winning Gotham, A History of New York City to 1898. His latest book is just out, proposing a new look for New York based on progressive ideals from the 1930s. The book is called A New Deal for New York. NPR's Margot Adler recently spoke with the author.
You've probably heard this phrase too many times. Let's think outside the box. No, says Mike Wallace. As an historian, it's important to think inside the box, he says. Most ideas have already been tried somewhere, and the role of an historian is in part to say you don't always have to reinvent the wheel. We're looking over the Hudson River. Mike Wallace, bearded, wearing loose white slacks and sandals, begins his conversation by describing New York as a 400-year-old city that has remained resilient through many a crisis.
I know it was a long time ago, but in 1776, you know, the revolution, this city was invaded by then the largest, like the ferries here, the largest amphibious landing in the history of warfare up to that point. The British attacked Brooklyn. They burned a good deal of the city to the ground. The entire population fled, and the city was occupied by alien forces for 7 years.
Wallace was studying New York's role in the Second World War when the September 11th attacks took place.
Nazi U-boats in the harbor, anxieties about, you know, being overrun by enemy forces, and then we were attacked by enemy forces. It was very hard to sort of stick in the 1940s.
And as a historian, he saw his role not only to put things in context, but to revive older traditions that he says have been expunged from collective memory, in particular, the New Deal. He says the current massive proposals for towers and memorials and new subway lines are really small potatoes compared to what was done during and after the Depression.
The Triborough Bridge and the Lincoln Tunnel and the FDR Drive and the Hudson Parkway, and you build massive housing projects and you build schools and daycare centers and public hospitals and LaGuardia Airport. And this was at the height of the worst depression in the history of the country.
Wallace's book, A New Deal for New York, is a far cry from what you might read in the newspapers about the plans to rebuild Lower Manhattan. Wallace unabashedly puts forth his belief in large government-funded projects. He would combine the grand schemes of a Robert Moses with the communitarian and democratic thinking of a Jane Jacobs. And he takes the New Deal as his model, arguing that it was created and implemented first in New York City, and while not flawless, provides an appropriate model in a unique time. He believes that September 11th created a new sense of civic responsibility and a realization by people that you can't simply buy a new city, or as he puts it, go into Walmart and buy a new cityscape. While it might seem odd, he says, to describe a time when 130,000 people have lost their jobs and tourism is depressed and manufacturing is a mess as a unique moment, he says these problems have been made visible in a new way they weren't before. September 11th had a transformative effect.
And I think it cracked open this kind of conventional wisdom about the possibilities of purposive public action. And what I see and have been very heartened by is since September 11th, scores and scores of groups, community activists, architects, planners, you know, the religious community, the finance community, business community, have all been throwing out plans, have been thinking. It's like the brains have all woken up again, and the hearts have woken up again.
Even traditional enemies, he says, like activists for the poor and builders, are for the moment potentially on the same page. The proof, he says, is that when the 6 plans for the World Trade Center site were greeted with almost universal hostility in July, the planners and builders had serious second thoughts.
They are listening. They're scrapping those proposals. They're sending out for new ones that don't have the same requirements. Now, that's amazing. That very seldom happens, except for, you know, the great battles when they sat down in front of bulldozers and stopped expressways from coming through. But democratic and community involvement in grand-scale city future planning, that's new.
Wallace's own vision extends to all of New York City. He wants less emphasis on the financial sector, more emphasis on the ports, on small manufacturing, on culture and tourism. He believes that Lower Manhattan doesn't need the thousands of square feet of office space destroyed in the attacks. In fact, he argues Lower Manhattan currently has a 20% vacancy rate. And he says the World Trade Center site should be set aside mostly for non-commercial use. He envisions a park like Greenwood Cemetery in Brooklyn, but also a place where people gather and converse and argue, like Union Square. And being an historian, he envisions a museum of New York City in Lower Manhattan. Mike Wallace says, I know most people are into compromise, but I'm not. A New Deal for New York is Mike Wallace's new book. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.